In this episode of Social Media Secrets, I am going to share with you three super simple tips for gaining more followers on social media. Let's cue that intro. I know you guys want it. And let's dive on into this episode. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, it's me, Rachel. I'm excited to talk about ways to gain more followers, but before we dive on in to this episode, I wanna make a few things super clear. It's really fun to grow. Growth is exciting. Growth is fun. Sometimes growth can be very non-linear. Sometimes it can be frustrating. Sometimes we can get super caught up in growth of numbers and thinking that that's the only thing that matters. Any of this sounding super familiar? If I look back over all the years that I've worked with clients, built my own social media platforms, there have been a few different lessons that have really stood out to me. So I want you to make sure to like write these down, take notes on these, because before you make a commitment to growing followers, there are a few things that you need to know. Number one, more followers doesn't necessarily mean the same ratio of engagement. For some people, it works that way. That's awesome. Not for everyone. So oftentimes, the bigger your platform gets, ratio-wise, the less engagement you're going to get. So keep in mind that that is oftentimes the case. The second big thing I want to share with you is that growth is not meant to be this linear or hockey stick process continually for every single person. And if you expect growth to continually happen at a consistent rate, you might be disappointed sometimes. So keep that in mind, okay? I wish that I had known that a long time ago. And I also wish that I had told my clients that growth wasn't meant to be perfectly linear day after day, month after month, year after year. There are years with plateaus. There are months with plateaus. There are times where you will lose followers. And that is absolutely a part of the process. And important lesson number three, there is nothing wrong with having a smaller following. I literally know people who have less than 10,000 people on their entire email list and just a couple hundred followers across social media who make millions of dollars per year. So remember that more followers doesn't necessarily mean bigger deals or more sales or more customers. And there's one other side note to this as well. More followers definitely doesn't equal more happiness. Okay, let's dive on in. So number one, simple tip for more followers. Okay, this one blew my mind, and I have to say, I just figured this one out not that long ago. You can call me silly, but I don't know. For some reason, I have been rewriting, recrafting, redoing everything for years. There was actually a woman who went on a rant about me on Instagram, and she said that all of my content was the same for years, which was really actually kind of funny because exactly the opposite was true. I was rewriting stuff, retelling stories, recreating the wheel every single time, and I never stopped to realize that for 6 years, I've been building a content bank where I can go back through it and pull all of the top performing content and just create that again, or even take elements of it from before and do it again. So this is kind of wild, but you can literally use, there's a platform called SmarterQ, and I love it because you can go and on their trial or even in their paid subscription, you can go ahead and sort all of your past content on Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook and Instagram, just those four platforms, and you can search for your top content, your most engaged content, and don't recreate the wheel, but post either that exact same content with the necessary updates to make it current based on years, ages, everything like that. But you can literally not recreate the wheel at all. You can take what's worked before and do it again. And like this took me 6 years to figure out. I was literally taking top topics and recreating it every single time. You don't have to do that. Yay, right? So exciting. So by creating or recreating, or even better, content modeling the exact same content that's performed before, including and especially your viral content, it is more likely to perform again and again and again and reach new audiences. Oh, this one was like one of those duh moments. Thank you. Special thank you to two of my dear friends, Rachel Miller and Molly Mahoney, for helping me to realize this. Oh, they laughed so hard when they realized that I had no idea. So don't recreate the wheel. Just use the same content that's worked in the past, update it to make it current, and go for it. In fact, one of my friends, I won't reveal which one, but there's a 50-50 chance of you getting it right. She shared that she's had some content that she's used for 7 years and it still performs every single time. Ugh, right? Tip number two for gaining more followers. Okay, so this is true on every platform that is not chronological order, aka pretty much every single platform. I was actually, one of my videos that came up for me today on TikTok was Adrian Brambilla, and he shared advice that goes against what most YouTube experts say. Most YouTube experts say, like, only produce one video per week. It's quality, not quantity, that matters. And Adrian shared something that I've had this belief on forever. And he said, if you want to get a YouTube plaque, like the play button that says, like, I have 100,000 subscribers, he said, create one video per day for the next 365 days and call me when you get your plaque. And I was like, yes, 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 yes. Because here's the thing that people don't realize. And I will tell you, there's a growth curve and a learning curve to this. And I experienced this as well. When you create more content, it doesn't mean that your followers, your existing followers, are necessarily going to see it. But every single piece of content that you put out has a chance to reach actually a new audience. This is true on YouTube. This is true on TikTok. This is true on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Should I go on? It's wild. So every single time that you create more content, it may not get as much engagement from your existing followers, but creating more content gives you more chances to reach more audiences, especially when you're talking about multiple things on your accounts. For example, I don't just talk about TikTok, or I just don't talk about Twitter. I like to talk about all of the social media platforms and mindset and mastery of marketing and business as a mom. So each and every piece of content brings in a new audience. And so the more that you put out, the more chances you have to reach new audiences and grow faster. To grow faster, you want to create more content. Now, here is the big thing that I want to share, because this was a learning curve for me. Because when you put out more content, your existing audience may not always see it all at once or may not engage with all of those. At first, you may see a temporary dip in engagement, but it's going to reach a different audience than the post before it. So you have to be comfortable with the temporary dip in engagement when you follow this strategy of putting out more content to reach a bigger audience. But then over time, it brings in this new audience and starts to reach people. So that's why I'm very multi-passionate. I like to talk about multiple things within marketing, business, and being a mom and an entrepreneur. And tip number three for more followers. This one is tough. I want you to imagine that for a minute, I give you a post-it note. And on this post-it note, you have an important message that you know someone else needs. What is it gonna say? Quick, what is your gut reaction? Because your gut reaction is going to be the content that's most likely to perform. Most of the time, we filter things through a bajillion different filters, lenses, all of these different things. Are my friends and family gonna approve of this? Are people going to accept this? Are people gonna agree with this? Am I scared that people are gonna disagree? Big heads up. I'm at the point where there's not a single piece of content that I put out there that doesn't get at least one person disagreeing with everything from the way that I say a word to the methodologies that I recommend to the way that I built my business to I'm not successful enough to I'm not a good enough mom to they hate my face. So you have to realize, like, no matter what happens, you can't play it safe enough in order for everyone to agree. So once you stop trying and stop filtering all of your content through that lens, you'll start to create your best content. And in fact, I've seen a ton of people do this. When I say, like, what if you just did it without caring what other people think? They will go out and create several pieces of content that actually crush it right after, which is so powerful. You can actually tell in my content when I'm in my head or worried about what people are gonna think, because I don't come across as like the Rachel who's like, here I am, here's what I believe. I am not making any apologies for this. I'm just gonna share it and here's what you need to know. Versus when I'm like, hey guys, I just wanted to kind of talk about a little bit of some of the things that could potentially, right? Totally different. So you can see the difference in people's content when they're creating and filtering majorly, oftentimes through many different filters, including other people's triggers, other people's negativity, other people's doubt, which is exhausting, by the way, versus when they are just showing up and creating the piece of content they wanted to create. So start creating unapologetically, put it out there. You'll learn a lot along the way. Might you upset some people? Mm-hmm. It absolutely happens, and that is okay. I hope this episode has served you. These are just three of the most simple tips that I have found for growing your followers. If you want to learn more about growth on social media, head on over. I actually made my signature program, Social Media United, completely free. You can go to joinsmu.com, and there you can have access to my entire program. It's like somewhere between 80 and 180 trainings that are all powerful, in-depth trainings to support you with growth on social media. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.